For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church Adringano will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Father, we thank you that you are God of awesome wonders. You have shown us so much mercy, more than we deserve. We want to thank you, Lord, that the words you speak is able to turn things around. Thank you for your arm stretched hand that can reach us any corner we are hiding. Anywhere Satan has bound us with chains and cord, by the power of your presence, you remove our feet from the clutches of Satan and you set us free. When we look back many years ago, where we should be by now, we can only say, your arms stretch hands, reach us. You cut the cords from our feet, and you broke the chains by your arms stretch hand. When Satan thought that where he has locked us, nobody will come for us, they didn't know how much you love us to send your Holy Spirit to rescue us from the traps of Satan. And here we are today, alive, favored. Mercy has made us who we are today. We stand here to give you all the praise. We stand here to give you all the glory. We stand here to acknowledge, O Lord, that it is you who came to rescue us. And thank you for the many who are listening to you. Everybody who is bound by Satan to anything, O Lord, that is not of you, to smoking, to drinking, to evil deeds, O Lord, as you broke the chain from our feet and you made us who we are today, break the chain of everyone and set your people free, that they shall come and join us to worship you together. For the words you speak turn things around. And so today we are here to hear your word again. Oh Lord, let everyone that heareth you, whether here or in the social media, break the chain. Set your people free. Draw them to you. Let them come before you, Lord, to worship and praise you. We give you the glory. Holy Spirit, we love you so much. We know that it is you who have gathered us here, because you have something special from the Father unto his children. And so we open ourselves for your impartation, for your transformation, for your renewal of our minds, to set us, O Lord, and guide us by your eyes and show us the way we should go. For it is your will that we prosper and do well, even as our soul prospers. So speak to us, Holy Spirit, and give us ears that we can hear. Give us eyes that we can see. Give us a kind of heart that can receive and believe, so that we can become what you want us to be. We bless you in Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen. Clap your hands. Welcome somebody to church. Say, you are welcome. Hallelujah. If you are watching by Facebook, turn to the person by your side and say, you are welcome. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Amen. Please share, like, share, follow, make comments on the platforms you are, whether YouTube or Facebook, wherever you are, Instagram, TikTok, share. Let somebody also be blessed by what God is doing amongst us. Don't be a self-centered Christian. Share with somebody. There are people on your platforms can share on your on the WhatsApp page. Share with your WhatsApp groups. Okay? Somebody couldn't come to church physically, but you can watch it. Even I see somebody, you are in the hospital, but the Lord says, as you are hearing the word, He is touching you wherever you are. Hallelujah. The power of the word of God can move from here to where you are lying. And God is healing you right away. The Bible says He sent His word to heal our disease. Amen. It is just the word, and your sickness and disease shall be healed. That is why you need to share, because somebody is counting on you to hear the word. So everybody, check your Facebook and share. Share with a friend. Share with a neighbor. Share with your workers. You have a workers group. Share with them and they will be blessed. Hallelujah. Wonderful. We are back to our study book. Hallelujah. The art of following. Amen. God chose to use the principle of following to multiply Himself when He walked on earth. Hallelujah. When Jesus walked on earth, He used the principle of following to transform Himself into the people who followed Him. He poured Himself to those who followed Him, and they also became like Him. Hallelujah. And so we are not studying man's wisdom, but we are studying the wisdom of God. Amen. And God gave a lot of promises to those whom He chose to serve in their times. Hallelujah. All those who followed God in their times, they ended well than how they started their lives. And so Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 12, which is a scripture that every Christian must know. Tell your neighbor, it's a must-know scripture. That means that you have to take it into memory. Meditate upon it. Let it become the word that is guiding you all the times. That ye be not slothful. Hallelujah. If you don't understand the word slothful, this is, take a Bible, a dictionary, and find the meaning of slothful. Don't be a slothful person. So if you don't understand it, that's why you have to take a dictionary. And it explains to you who is a slothful person. The Bible says, don't be. Then make sure you are not like that. Because when it says, don't be and you become, means that you cannot receive the blessings of God. Hallelujah. So, what does it mean to be slothful? Yes. Because to be slothful means what? To be what? Lazy. Those of you who are doing JHS English synonyms. Huh? You did synonyms and antonyms. So is it a synonym? What's the synonym of slothful? Is what? Lazy. Huh? Gentlemen, I'm waiting for you. Idle. Idle means that you are idling, means that you are a slothful. You are wasting time for nothing. Okay, the next one is sluggish. That means that you are always at the back. Whilst people are moving forward, oh, menko na ma menko. Okay, meko kakra. No, what you You are sluggish. You are wasting unnecessary time. Do you understand? Oh, should I pray or okay, I won't pray today. I think I'm tired small. Let me another time. You are sluggish. Okay, the next one is dull. There's no nanti, there's no joy. You don't bring any excitement to the movement. So you are not a person we can move out with. Because when we are with you, there is nothing that we will add. Let me guess, mercy. Dull. Amen. The next one is on. Slow and inactive. Inactive. That's, you are not doing anything. Active means that you are working. You are doing something. You are acting. But inactive means that you are not doing anything. And so the Bible said, don't be this kind of a person. Don't be. Be ye not slothful. But what? Followers. You follow the people who through faith and patience obtain all the promises of God. The Bible has the promises of God. Yes. Amen. Amen. And God has promised everybody that if you do this, I will do this for you. It's a promise. If you do this, I will also do this. So we are reading through them. So the whole book, this book is all about different people and how they became what they became. That you can copy their lifestyle. You can copy because we have so many examples of people. We have Abraham. You can copy Abraham's lifestyle. You can copy Joseph's lifestyle. You can copy Jacob, Isaac, Moses, Joshua, David, Solomon, Nehemiah, Esther, Daniel. How did all these people how did they become great? How did it end them well? Even though they were beginning, there was nothing good about them. Nothing attractive. But they ended up well because they had a certain attitude and behavior towards God. And so the whole Bible is littered with people who, through faith and patience, became great people. Whatever God promised them, God did it for them. Are you understanding what we are saying? So what we are saying is that these men are all there for us to copy them, to follow them, so that if Jeremiah became a cupbearer, a houseboy in the king's palace, can be transformed and become a king of a country from nothing. He didn't go to university. All that he did was that he was just getting water for the king to drink. But his lifestyle and the things he did made God lift him so high that he ended up as a great person. That the Bible said, the whole people said that, please rule over us. Take over the country and run it for us. A houseboy. How did the life become? So if you're a houseboy or a house girl, or you serve somebody, you can use follow the example of Nehemiah and become anything you anybody you follow. Bible says they became. So you too you shall become. Are you here of God? Yes. So that's the whole thing about the Bible, is that your lifestyle that you are living now, some people have lived those lifestyles, and because they had what we call faith and patience, they were able to become great people. So you to look into the Bible and see who is like you or who are you like. And you see that when you follow this person's lifestyle and his behavior and his attitude towards the same God, that's what God made the person, the great person, you too shall see your future. You shall become that great person. Hallelujah. Amen. So today, we want to follow. Who do you want to follow? Huh? Because you are Daniel, you want to follow Daniel. Yes. You can follow Daniel. That's why the book is written for you to learn. See, the anointing that came upon our prophet was that did God show him that if my people can follow what you are following, they will become what you have written for them. Because it's God who inspired him to write it. Hallelujah. We are not reading a man's book. We are reading revelation that God gave into our prophets. And God always gives word of prophecy to his a servant. Only one servant. Only one servant received revelation. But God commanded him to write in a book to the church so that many can benefit from one person's revelation. So the whole book of revelation was unto John. But all of us are benefiting. The same way, when you see, so when people say about me like that, you preach the pastor's message, is you are reading the Bible that he read, he got revelation, and God, he has used it to become what he is. So you too, when you learn the same thing, you will be end up as what you are reading. Say amen. Are you here? Go home. That is why Revelation chapter 1 verse 3 said, the blessed is he that readeth. Tell them about, blessed are you when you read. You will be poor when you don't read. How many want to be poor? And you would die a poor person. Your funeral, only 5 people will attend your funeral. Yes. There are some funeral when you go see that, hey, the person has died well. If you look at the way funeral, the way it's organized, you can see that, Charlie, the death is nice. Amen. Hallelujah. So today, on this service, we are going to study the art of following Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. Why Abraham? Because Bible says that Abraham was the father of faith. He's the father of Jews. He's a person who God used to create a whole nation. So some of us, we are like Abraham. Before we came, there's nobody ahead of us who have brought any blessings. So you are the person to start a new generation of blessed people. How many are like me? I'm like Abraham. My father didn't do anything. My mother couldn't do anything. So as far as my family is concerned, I see myself as Abraham, who has to seek the face of God and get the blessing to my house so that my children doesn't struggle the way I have struggled in life. And it's always like that. Somebody must be a pioneer to break through and break the chain. Some of us, there are family chains of curses and poverty. As one generation goes, it passes on to another generation. Nobody prospers because it's a curse. Until somebody break that chain. That's why I sang that song. The words you speak is able to change things around. Your arm stretch hand is able to lift us up. Because we are down. We are in a valley. We are in a pit somehow. We need a certain arm stretch hand of God to lift us up. If God doesn't lift you up, you'll be down there, sir. You live here, you in the world, you live and marry and die. Nobody knew that you ever existed in life. Nobody even knew that you existed. But there's an outstretched hand of God. As it lifted Abraham and set him on a higher, your time is about to enter into that realm. He broke the chain of poverty and curses. He set him free, said, Lord. So, are you there or go home? So, we are studying about the art of following Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. How did Abraham become great? That God made him such a great person. Number one, the art of following Abraham is the art of obeying the voice of God. Obeying. Fasting. Fasting. Abraham learned how to obey God. Obedience. The spirit of obedience was the first master key that he used to break through. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1. Genesis 12. Now the Lord has said unto Abraham, are you here? Young lady, look at me. Look at me. Hey, look at me. Concentrate, okay? Your life is about to change. Don't allow Satan to confuse you. Concentrate. That's why God brought you here. If you miss the teaching I'm teaching you, you'll miss your destiny of life. It's like school. When your teacher is teaching, you turn your eye from there. Maybe that point that he said you didn't hear, that is a pen that is coming in the exams. And if you fail that exam, that will take you back for many years. Hallelujah. So the Bible said, now the Lord has said unto Abraham, Abraham. Remember, Abraham is the pioneer. So if you see yourself as a pioneer, God's way, do you see yourself as a pioneer of blessing in your family? Then learn how to follow Abraham. If you are a type who you are the first person to receive breakthrough and blessing. There are some families, nobody has even done wedding before. So you must see that you might be the Abraham to start a wedding, the first person to have a wedding in your family. Oh, yes. So you have to learn how pioneers of blessing walk through. What did they do to become great? Amen. That is why I've chosen to teach you in this second service. Because first service, I taught a different point. Because of the colors of people who were there. Amen. So the Holy Ghost knows everybody and your need. The first thing the Lord said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country. And from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And when I take you there, I will make of thee a great nation. And thou shalt be, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee, you alone, out of you, all the family members of the earth shall be blessed. Wow. Isn't that a powerful thing? Hallelujah. Are you there? Go home. So, Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 8, the Bible says, by faith, when Abraham was called to do what? To go out into a place which he should after receive as inheritance. What did he do? What did he do? Obedience is a master key that take you through and break the chain of poverty in your life. Obedience. Hallelujah. This is the key Abraham used. Bible says, when he was asked to go, he left. Some of you are still connected to your former boyfriends. God said, break that relationship so that I move you forward. He said, yeah. So you see, you are restricting your own blessings. So God is about to change your storyline. He said, break. He said that God told him, leave. 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 Leave even your father's house. Some of you have to break certain relationships with your own siblings. Because they are not, they don't understand the God you serve. You have to break a relationship before God can set you on a journey. Because if he say you are going to this direction, God says, stop and let's go here. I said, no, all my family members, they go to this. Some of us are still tied with our family church. Because we are my grandmother, my mother, my this is. But you can see that the anointing that your mother enjoyed, though, grandmother enjoyed in those churches, it's moved on wrong time. So when God says leave and you are still stuck to it, you are destroying your future. Because what God wants to do for you, you say no. You can't break. You can't move out. You can't separate yourself from your friends. Your friends still influences you. If they keep on influencing you. That's why some of us, when we are coming to church, we have to put our Bible in our pocket and create the impression that, oh, where are you going? I'm going somewhere. Don't want your friends to know that you're going to church. I'm going somewhere. Because see, there is so much influence. So much influence. Genesis 12, break Genesis 12. You see the kind of people God told him, disconnect from these people. That's the first key for your breakthrough. Now God has said, get thee out. Get out. Move out of even the country you live. The people there cannot help you if I bless you. No, there are some blessings where even God give you and you are living in your family house. You can enjoy it. If God give you a wife, you take your wife to your family house. You have spoiled your life. You have spoiled your life. You are married and you have brought your wife into your family house. When your wife wears one shoe, your eyes are watching her. Hey, her brother's money, that's her sister is shopping. When she go to market, he cooks some scented food. Hey. So you see, there's a blessing to move out, but you are still stuck to the family house. And God said, okay, this is what you want to stay. Stay there, but I'm blessing you, they cannot help you. Bible says, a man shall marry and the two shall live and cleave to your wife. And then in another place, you have brought your wife back to your family. You are tied to your mother and your father, and you have brought your wife also to be tied to the same family. Hello, in our tradition, that is how when I married, my mother had to come and stay with us and my father. You take your tradition, whether you prosper or you obey the voice of God. Are you here of God home? Yes. Say, move out. Tell your neighbor, move out. Move out. Anything God says move out means that God knows that when you stay with it, it will not work with you. It will not help you. If you are ready to marry, find accommodation. And marry and bring your wife to a new ground. That God can bless you and your wife. Move out. Don't bring your wife to your father's house, your mother's house. Your sisters are jealous because nobody has married them. And you have gone to do wedding for this girl from outside. Hey, they will fight you. Even as you are sleeping with your wife, you are thinking about your sister too. For small noise now, everybody is listening to what is happening in your room. You can't even enjoy your wife. Are you here? That is why God cannot bless you because you are still such a God said, leave. You will say, I won't leave. Get thee out from that kindred. Sometimes the kind of friends you have, you need to disconnect from them. And connect to a new friendship. People love God. David said, I don't relate to anybody who doesn't know God. I don't relate to anybody. I want to be where the Christians are. Out of the kindred. Out of thy father's house. Is it there? Out of where? Your father's house. There are some blessings you will never have in your father. That's the Bible. I'm not saying go and sack your. I'm telling you what the Bible is saying. Move out. Because there will be a lot of evil influences against you when God even wants to bless you. You like go and back. God is going to give you a car. And when you bring the car, nobody in the family is driving the car. You see what they will do to you. You are spoiling the whole development of your blessings. Your father's house. He said, move into a land that I will show you. Where? I don't know. Follow me. Just follow me. That's why we are teaching the art of following. Follow God. Remember we said the first principle of following is follow God and his word. Yes. So when God says move and you say I will move, you have the first step of your blessing is cut off. And once you cut off the first, it means that the rest will never follow because one follows after the other. Amen. Move out. Tell your neighbor, move out. Ask God for where to start life. It is better to start your marriage on a single room with only a bed. You don't even need to have a bed. Just get mat. It's between you and your wife. And start on that ground. And God will bless you more than a bono mattress and you are living in your father's house. No. Are you here of God? That's why I'm teaching you because many of us, we are still stuck to our family ties. And that is why you haven't seen certain breakthrough in your life. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. When we're looking for blessings from God, you have to obey the voice of God. The voice of God. What is the word of God saying about this? What is God saying? I want God's word, not what my feelings. I want God. Even the kind of person you are choosing to marry, did God approve? Or you only use the statistics of the body then you chose? Hallelujah. Are you here or go home? Are you willing to obey God? Hey, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 and 2. Deuteronomy, write these scriptures down. Because that is the first step to becoming somebody who will receive the promise of God. The promise of God. Those who obeyed, they received the promise. Today we are talking about Abraham. When he was asked to go, the Bible says he obeyed. And he left. He didn't even know where he was going, but he went. And through that, God said that because you have obeyed me, I will make you blessed. God is looking for obedient children to bless them. Once King Saul disobeyed God, he said that I'm taking the kingship from you because you didn't obey me. A Christian who doesn't know how to obey the voice of God. When you are going to drink, the Holy Ghost said, don't drink. He said, I will drink. You have disobeyed the voice of God. God is not committed to bless you. Before you marry the lady, you are want to sleep with her. And God said, close the zip. He said, I will open it. You broke the first law of God. And then you later bring the lady you have eaten for many times that to the altar of the same God to bless it for you. Do you think God is a fool? And you have to remember that you need God to be blessed. It's not about your effort. It's God. So if God's voice you cannot obey, it means that you are taking God from the factor of your blessings. And you have to struggle yourself out. You can go and ask Adam and Eve. When God said, I'm not interested in your life again, the next is that you will sweat before you eat. It shall come to pass. If thou shalt do what? Hearken diligently to the what? The voice of the Lord thy God. To observe and to do all his commandment, which I commanded this day. That the Lord thy God, the one you want the blessing from, he will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. I see God making you a high person. The step of obedience will help you for you for God to lift you high. Is it not the promise of God that I will lift you high? And he said, if you obey me, I will lift you high. And you disobey me, I'll bring you down. And then you go and disobey God. How do you want God to react? You have to come down. That's why many of us, we are Christian, but we haven't seen elevation in our lives because we are too stubborn. It's like, if nobody can tell you and you say, okay, I'll do it. It's like what you want to do is what you do. Nobody can control you. Nobody can give you instruction for you to obey. You are too proud to obey simple instructions of life. Your boss, you are working, you are staying with your mother, you are staying with your father, you are staying. Everybody see you as a stubborn person. How can you be blessed? It's like we can't advise you. You are not advisable. What you like to do is what you do. Then you have to bless yourself. Bless yourself. But if you are looking for a blessing, then you need to learn how to do what? Obey. Hallelujah. Obey your boss you work with in the office. Because through your boss, God can make you a great person. When he gave you instruction to do something and you didn't do it well, and he rebuked you, got offended and said, that's the end of your future. You have destroyed your life. You can never inherit any promise of God. Because everybody who has ever become great obeyed a simple instruction. When you were a young lady, your mother said, you don't like bathing. So bath. You don't learn how to bath. You see that as you grow, you go and marry somebody who is blessed, but because you don't bath, that alone, the person I say, I can't stay with you. Oh, yes. I had one of my church members some years ago. He left his wife because he doesn't bath. I'm telling you the truth. I'm not lying to you. He said, Pastor, I can't stay with my own wife in my own room. Because she smells. She doesn't like bathing. And it became too much for me and I can't bear it. And they spoiled the marriage. You see, but this, I mean, something simple like bath, you didn't take it seriously. And because you were disobedient to your mother, you have carried it into your husband. Because anything you don't deal with from the beginning, as you grow, it goes along with you. And you see, that simple disobedient spirit you have, you meet your boss, you meet your husband, you meet somebody important supposed to be a blessing to you, and you show that the same disobedience. And the person says, oh, sorry. Sorry. He was supposed to be a blessing to you, but because you don't have the spirit of obedience, you couldn't inherit the promises. I pray that God will help you to have a spirit of obedience. So you have to learn how to obey your mother and father. Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. You start from your parents. You continue in a church. When you come to church, God has used the pastor as your parent to teach you and say, stop this, stop that, don't do this. It's a way to continue to groom you and prepare you for something that is about to happen to your life. But you are so disobedient that you won't listen to anybody. And so blessing was just coming to you like this. By your disobedience, then he turned from you. And go and give to somebody who obeys. I pray that you will not miss your blessing because of the spirit of disobedience. Hallelujah. Say amen for that. Would you want to follow Abraham? Then when he said go, he said yes, I'm going. Don't ask questions. Don't ask questions. Hallelujah. Just obey. Tell him, just obey. Isn't there a song like that? Trust and obey. Why? But there is no other way to be happy Jesus, but to trust and obey. You see, we sing this song. It's not true. There is no other way to blessings, though. There's no other, there's no alternative. There is no alternative with God, with any person God has sent to you to be a blessing to you. Just trust and what? Obey. In the military, when they command you, they say, do before complain. Once your boss has instructed you, you just do it first. Later, then you can complain about, why did you make me do this? But when they said, go, he said, why? Why should I go? What do you think you are? Are you the only one? When you start talking like that, you are losing your blessings. Do. Are you willing to obey? How many have read that you are a disobedient person? So things have not worked for you the way it should work. Because to get to the promise, you must be like Abraham and just obey. You see, the Bible said that, and he went to a land which he didn't even know. But that place was supposed to be his blessings, his inheritance. The place that you want to resign from because you don't want to obey simple instructions, that might be the place that God has prepared you to have inheritance. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8-9. The Bible says he went to a place he didn't know, not knowing that it was a place of his blessings. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out, he received to receive a place that he would later receive as inheritance. That is why Satan will put the spirit of disobedience that don't obey, because he knows that there's a blessing. There's an inheritance there waiting for you. Yes. He said he should later, after, receive for an inheritance. He didn't know that there's a place of inheritance, though. It is his obedience that made him stay there. If he disobeyed, his inheritance would have been. There's an inheritance waiting for you. Just obey. Just obey. Hallelujah. Are you there? Go home. Sometimes, wife, just obey. In the night when the man knocked at your door, don't just ask questions. Who are you? But who do you expect to say? What do you want? What do you think that I want? The answer, what do you want? At this time, what do you think I want? I want Dolof. Dolof. Wake up and go and prepare me, Dolof. Question, baby. Rich kid, I've never asked you that question before. What's he meant? But you see, if there's an obedience, you see that after that, there's a joy in the house. Isn't that true? Give the Lord a clap of praise, somebody. Number two. The art of following Abraham is the art of having faith in messages from the Holy Spirit. Having what? Faith. Believe that, you see, as I'm preaching this message, believe that God is using this message to change your life for your good. Don't say that the pastor has known that my son, that's why he used me to teach the people. No. I don't know your story. I'm teaching the word of God. Believe God. Many of us, we are Christian, but we don't believe God. You need to believe that anything God says, if you obey, there is a blessing inside it for you. A blessing. It may inconvenience you at the moment when you hear it. But if you just obey, there's a blessing in it. That's how many of you don't pay tithe. Because you can't see that. As I've been here teaching and teaching and teaching, you can't see why you should pay tithe. You don't believe that there's a blessing inside it. So you live by the calculation of your income and say, if I spend this and I spend this, and I have to finish and so on, so I'll be careful like this. So you are doing your own calculation, and your calculation will continue until you die. Because if you need God's intervention to bring you blessings, then just do what the word says do. Believe that when you pay, you'll be blessed. Anything that you do without have faith, you waste your time in doing it. If you're coming here, you don't believe that I am anointed by the Lord to bring a blessing to your life, you will not receive anything good from me. If you don't believe in the prophet God has given to us, you don't read the book, you are not interested in listening to messages, it is against your own future prosperity. Not the person that you despise or you don't respect. Believe. Be a believer. Tell your neighbor, be a believer. Anything that you teach, you believe that when you obey, say, if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do all these commandments I'm giving you, to do, God will bless you and make you far above everybody. I prophesy to all everybody who is here, I tell you that if you believe God, you'll be the best in your family. I say you'll be the best in your family. All your siblings, you overtake them all. Because God is committed to ensuring that every word of prophecy, he confirms it. Hallelujah. So I want you to know that God brought you here to prosper you. To choose you above all your classmates. Hallelujah. Believe God. Say, believe God. Genesis chapter number 19 verse 6. 15 verses. Genesis 15 verse. The Bible said, and he believed in God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. And he what? He believed in God. Abraham chose to believe God. He said that if anybody, see, in this world, there are so many theories that you can follow. So many principles. So many ways into riches. That's how we hear different kind of people talking, motivational speakers, all kind of things. Each one of them have fault and it. But for God and his word, you can be sure that it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. If only you have heard it from the church, and you believe it. Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit thereof. God will make sure that anything you believe, he will bring it back to your life. I see God bring you great things. That is why when we come and say, I see this, we jump and say, I receive it. Because you believe that this kind of word spoken is able to change your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hebrew 11 verse 7, Bible says, for without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe. He that comes to God must what? Believe. If you want God to be involved, then you have to believe the word of God. Believe. Abraham believed God. Bible says in Romans chapter 4, verse number 18, that the Bible says, against hope, he hoped. And he believed that whatever God has said to him, God is able to do it. Hallelujah. Against hope, believe in God, in hope, that he might become the father of many nations. God said, I'll be a father of many nations. He didn't have only one child. And many children will be born on earth. And he said, I'll be the father of every nation. I'll be the father of many nations. Ah! Abraham, are you sick? And he was getting closer and closer, very old. I said, according to which was, why? He believed that he would become, according to which was spoken to him by God, that his seed shall be. Wow. Then verse, the next verse, verse 90. The Bible said, hold. Quickly. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body dead. When he was 100 years old, 100 years old, he didn't have even one child, but he believed God, that God has told him that you'll be a father of all many nations. And he didn't consider that his wife's womb is already dead. Are you here of God? Sometimes when you look at the circumstance around you, it's like the bane that maybe I show brassy. But I came as a prophet of God, that if you can believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Don't say that it is too late for me to be a blessed person. If you are dealing with God, if it is God's intervention you are looking for, then you can't give up your faith. That is why Abraham, see, we are studying Abraham. Bible says he was 100 years old and he was still believing that he would be a great child, a man with many children, when he doesn't have even one. And when he looked at his life, he said, I'm 100 years old. I become weak. Even my desire for sex, cried, I stop. This thing, cried, it can't even work anymore. And even if it works, when I throw into my wife's womb, the womb has ceased. There is no ovulation inside the womb anymore. Everything pointed out to the fact that there is no way, Abraham, you can become anything. And sometimes it's like you are a crazy man. See, when you believe God, you behave like a crazy person. It's like you don't think what that is appropriate. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's like a stupid thing that an old man like you, at the age of 100, you are shaking. Look at your wife and you say that you'll be a father of many. This guy, you are a crazy man. Let people say you are crazy. But your God that you believe is able to turn things around. Receive the faith of Abraham. As you are following Abraham, may it be seen that you are like a seed of Abraham. You are a person who believe. You know, one of the things I'm believing God for, that we will build a church building in Ajin Kanoye. It does not matter the price. It does not matter which place. There is a land. I believe there is a land for us in this area. There is a land. God has provided for him a land here. That one day we shall have our own church building. I believe God for that. I believe that by the time I'm transferred from here, there shall be a church building here. That is my faith in this great God. He's great God. They said that money, the price of one plot of land here is $250,000. And human beings can buy. Our God is able to buy more. My God, I serve, is able to buy more. I believe God for that. I don't know about you. I believe God. Where I used to be, when I started a church, it was under in front of a house. This place used to be in front of the building. This place. Can you see? This ark was here. This ark was, they had metals. And so there's an outside, and the person will come from his hall and sit here for air. So we broke it. Can you see? We removed it and then we turned this place to a church. Why am I saying that? We are somebody's house. But God. You know, when we were in Kobe Center, so much troubles. When we finished, pack your things, there was no peace for us. Then we moved to a hotel. After 1 year, they said we should leave. Then we came here. God opened this place for us. We didn't know that this place existed. We were looking around, up and down, looking around. But one day we want to pray and the Lord showed that there's a place for us. And truly, when we came here, nobody was here. God is faithful to us. What I was saying that in where I used to be, we used to meet in a place like this in front. But I believe God that we need to have a church building. One day, where there somebody came to that there's a land here. And truly, when we went for it, God opened the door. We were able to buy. The man told me that his interest is to buy land, not to sell. But on that particular moment, he was the one selling the land to us. That God is here to do for us the same thing. How many believe that God will build a house for himself? Oh, yes. We need to believe because that's how God said we should become. If we want to be seen, that's why when you were a pioneer, you have to believe God for something strange to happen. If you don't believe God for those strange things to happen in your life, for you to come out of this chain of today, you are here tomorrow, you go here tomorrow, look at the chain, we move. We need the permanent, that is where we can have an established church. So you leave an inheritance. Hallelujah. Don't give up your faith now. Because God didn't bring you here to cut off your faith. He's here to help you. Bibi, do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, believe God. That God is going to give you a good husband to marry. God is going to give you a good job to have. God is going to prosper you. That you, what people say you are nothing, eh? This God that you believe, eh? He's going to prosper you. He will establish you. He will find a good place for you to be established. As he did it for the father Abraham. I struggled to come to Accra. I had to write an application. And the application was never answered. Today, by the grace of God, I'm established in Accra. Because I've been able to build a house here. A village boy like him. How could I have done? I have to believe God to be able to buy a plot of land. It shall happen to you practically. I say it shall happen to you practically. This God that of Abraham, that Abraham believed. Your father and my father died. He almost believed when he was a small boy. He started a church in the classroom. that it shall be a mega church. And he believed. And he kept believing. And he kept believing. Today, by the grace of God, everything he believed has come to pass. It's your time to walk in this faith. That is, I say, follow these people. Don't listen to, don't follow people who have no hope in future. People cannot see anything good. Oh, then I look at you the way it is. No, some people, when they see you, like they treat you like you are nothing. They despise you. Because they can't see anything good about your life. But show them that you have a God. I have a God who is able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all that I can think or imagine. This great God, I will trust him. I'll put my hope in him until he has transformed my life. So that anything that was around me before I saw God, by the time I am living, there's a blessing of the Lord. Some of your fathers didn't build a house, but you built a house in Accra. Your children went to jail, your friends, kindergarten at a local authority. But your children, you went to local authority, but your children will not go to local authority school. Because the blessing of your faith in God is taking you to a level of blessings. Your children will be going to international schools. You know, when I look at my son, he has never walked to school before. He has never walked to school before. In fact, he can count how many times he has been taking trotro in life. He can count. Oh, 1, 2, 3, B. Can you imagine? But you see, I used to queue for trotro. In those days, when I was a IPS, and I was like, we could stand in Medina trotro circle. It goes, it transcends down all the way to the bridge, or door bridge. And as you are standing, that is why I ran away from this area. I said, this area, traffic, confusion. I would have owned properties here. Well, my uncle came, but I said, I will stay here. But you see, as I fought and believed God for a blessing, I've broken that chain by the grace of God forever for my seed, my posterity. It's time for you to have a new posterity. Hallelujah. Because see, that is why blessings are very important. So you need to pay every price to be able to be blessed. Very, very important too. Because it is not about you, but it's about the generation after you. Today, Jews walk in happiness and prosperity. Go to New York, Manhattan, and go and see the skyscrapers. Many of them belong to the Jews. You see the 5 o'clock, you get down, you see them, they are standing by in front of their shops with limousine packed, black and white suit, with their mitre upon their head. That's how you can see, they say, Jew man, rich, prosperous. But see, Abraham, who was a pioneer, had to pay the price to attract this blessing. 1,000 years after him, his seed are still enjoying the blessings. That is why I've declared to you, 1,000 years after you, because of your faith in God today, because of your trust in the Lord God, and you want to serve him till you see your blessing, every seed that comes after you will never ever see the pain that you are going through. I pray that God will help you to put into you the spirit of faith. Even if you don't believe anything, just hold on to your God. Keep serving God. Keep coming to church. Keep reading your Bible. Keep fasting. Keep listening to messages. Everybody said you are a fool. Why are you wasting your time coming to church all the time? He said, I'm looking for a blessing from a great God. I don't want to be. See, some of us, some people, they are second generation, third generation people. Their fathers and their mothers, their great grandmothers brought blessing before them. So if you follow them, when you are in school, they are messing up because they know that whether they pass exam, they don't pass exam, they are going to America. And you don't have anybody. You can't follow them. When they are going to chase girls, they say, hey, Jack, I came to study. Because where I'm coming from is different from where you are coming from. But some of us, instead of knowing that you have to follow God, you follow things. You follow people. And that is why, you see, your life, it goes like this and come back. But the Lord sent me to speak to you. He has Abraham for you. Begin to read about Abraham. That he didn't have anything from the beginning. But through his lifestyle, his obedience to my voice, his faith in me, I change him. Isaiah chapter 51, I'm closing with it. Watch it, Isaiah 51. God is speaking. Remember, Isaiah is a prophet whom even Jesus Christ found his destiny there. He said, hearken unto me, you that follow after righteousness. Okay? Anybody who want to walk in righteousness, listen to God. He said, it's going to show you who you should follow and who you should pattern your life with. If you're a Christian, say, follow, hearken unto me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you were healed and to the hole from which you were digged from. And what is he referring to? Verse 2. Look unto Abraham, your father. Say, follow Abraham's lifestyle. Eh? Sarah, who bear you? For I call him alone. When I called him alone. And I'm the one who blessed him. And I'm the one who increased him. So God said, follow the example of Abraham. He obeyed me. He believed in me. And there are many other things. By the grace of next week, I'm going to teach you about Abraham. How many will be here to hear the continuation of the message? I pray that don't miss even one single message of it. Because God is going to use Abraham's lifestyle to show to you that if you follow this person's lifestyle towards me, the way I increased him and I blessed him, I will bless you and increase you as such. How many want God to bless you? How many want God to increase you? He said, and I call him alone. Remember, God is calling you alone. Don't listen to the voice of any other person. If nobody wants to go to church, leave the person. But he said, media, I can hear the voice of God calling me to church. I want to go to church. Well, if you want to go to disco, you can go. But I can hear the sound in my ears that God has called me to serve him. And I'm going to do the set. You can say anything about me. You can criticize me. You can insult me. But this is what I heard. God has called me. We can be siblings. We can be friends. We can be family members. We can be classmates. But God may not have called you. But media can hear. He has called me. And I want to follow him. Because what I'm looking for, you cannot help me. None of you can help me. This great God, who called Abraham alone and blessed him and multiplied him. I'm looking forward to that God to bless me and multiply me so that I can also be called a man who receives the promises of God. May the Lord bless us as we choose to follow Abraham and his life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Stand to your feet and praise the Lord. Thank you for the life of Abraham. Thank you for the life of Abraham. That through the scriptures, you have shown me that if I can obey, I can obey. I want to be an obedient child. I want to be an obedient worker. I want to be an obedient Christian. I want to obey your voice. I don't want to be a disobedient person. Pray for the spirit of obedience. Pray for the spirit of obedience. Pray for the spirit to believe God. Believe God. Believe God. Have the spirit of believing. Believe in God. Don't listen to the voice of the world. Believe God. Pray the Lord. I need the spirit of faith. A spirit of faith. For Abraham believed, and it was counted to him for righteousness. As I believe in you, oh Lord, let it be counted towards me as righteous. Against hope, he hoped that what God has said, God is able to do. And so you did it for him. And today, Lord, I'm also going to hold on to you like Abraham. I want to believe. I want to believe you. I want to trust in you. I want to put my hope in you. I don't want to hope to put my trust in horses, in chariots, in people, and not in my uncle, not in my father, not in my anybody. I want to trust you. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to walk in the fear of you. I thank you. I bless you for showing me who I can be. Oh Lord, help me. to be like Abraham. I want to be a great person. I want you to make me a great person. I want you to make my name great. I want you to bless me, Lord, that I will become a blessing indeed. That those who bless me shall be blessed, and those who curse me shall be cursed. Lord, I want to be like Abraham. Give me the spirit of Abraham to obey, to believe, to recognize that I am called alone. I am called alone. I am called alone. So you have called me, Lord. I will serve you. I will move out of friends and family members who have not received your calling. Who, oh Lord, help me to move out. To move out of my friends who are not helping me spiritually. Help me, Lord, to serve you and to love you and to be obedient to your voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us today the word of God. Abraham is an example for pioneering blessings. And many of us, we find ourselves, oh Lord, as pioneers of blessings. All because you have used Abraham as an example for us to follow. When we look around us, when we look ahead of us, we can't see anybody who is a source of our inspiration of blessings. But you, oh Lord, have shown that even if we don't have anybody, you have shown us that Abraham also didn't have anything. But when he believed, you blessed him. You have multiplied him. You increased him. And so we surrender to you, Lord. We bless you. Make us like Abraham. Give her the seed of Abraham. The spirit of Abraham should be in us. In Jesus' name. As every head is bowed, every eye closed, probably if somebody invited you to church, you don't know Jesus as your Savior, but today you want to give your life to Christ. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. Now listen, some of you need to disconnect from certain friendship, certain people in your life. He said, and the Lord said, get thee out. If you don't leave and you still stay, what you are doing is that you are not, your first step to your blessings, you have destroyed. And God cannot help you further. Maybe you are still holding on to a certain relationship. And God says, I want to give you a better option, but you are still holding on because you are afraid that if you leave it, why are you going to live the rest of your life? But God, that's why you need to believe God. As he's disconnecting you, he's releasing you to connect to something better. Something far better than what you are holding on. Certain behavior of stubbornness, you have to allow it to go out of your life. So that God can give you this humble heart and obedient heart to enable to connect to your blessings. If you are here, you feel that this, you are locked up in there, something that you want to come out. Lift up your hands. Let me pray for you. God wants to save you. He wants to break the chain and the cord that is holding you bound. And because of that, you cannot see advancements. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's very important to recognize that unless the chains are broken out of your feet, you can't move on with God. That's how God said, come out. God bless you. Please come forward as I pray for you. You feel like you need a touch. Come to Jesus. Come. Come, let me pray for you. Don't feel shy. Come. God bless you, brother. Come. 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 Stand here. You know, so you are connected to something. You need to break that relationship. Come. Come. Let me pray for you. Because until you come out, God cannot help you. You need to obey. 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 When he was asked to come out, he obeyed. If you are still holding on to what he said, break. You can't allow God to do wonders for your life. It's like you are satisfied with where you are. You are comfortable. You don't want to move forward. But those who had promised, they moved out. They moved forward. And that is why God could take them far. As long as you are tied to that relationship, even when God wants to move you, you are so drawn back. But today, God wants to set you free. Say it after me. Everybody close your eyes and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. I've been a disobedient person. I've heard it over and over again. I have to come out of these relationships. But somewhere, somehow, I've been a stubborn person. I have not obeyed your voice. And because of that, I can't see progress in my life. Even though you have the power to make me blessed, I seem not to believe in you. I still believe in the world system around me. And so I've not given my life as much as you want. But today, I surrender to you. Help me break the chain. And help me to move on in obedience to your voice. For I know there is a great blessing for me as you lead me. And so, Lord Jesus, with your blood, cleanse me from any iniquity against you. And by faith, in the cleansing power of the blood, I know I will be born again. It shall be counted unto me as righteous in your sight. I want to walk in your sight in righteousness. And so by faith in the cleansing blood of Jesus, make me once again a child of God, a child of obedience, a child of faith, so that I can receive whatever blessing that you have in store for me. Say, Holy Spirit, from today, take over my life and lead me in faith to follow my God, so that the goodness of God shall abound towards me. Thank you for answering my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, thank you for these precious souls. Mark them. Mark her, Lord. You call her alone. Let nothing stop her. Let her see that she's called alone and she had to follow you. No other voice should they hear to stop following you. Only your voice matter from today. Only your voice. That they walk and do your will. From when they do your will, there's blessing for them. I pray for every one of them. They have taken step of faith that only you can help. And so let your spirit take over their hearts and lead them as they follow you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, those of you who are here and those of you who are in the social media, please, if you want to give your life to Christ, lift up your hand. Let me pray for you. Father, look at the heart of your people and touch their heart. Transform them. Make them children of faith like Abraham, so that your blessings shall turn things around for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, God has called you. Believe God that this prayer you have prayed, if you obey God and you will not do it again, and it's going to be difficult when you want to break it, but it takes faith. So that come what may, I'm going out. That is where God is looking for. Don't think about what will be the consequence. A faith person doesn't know the consequence. He knows that when he jumps, there is a God who is ahead. He will hold his feet. God has something special for all of you. I can assure you that within the next 5 years, if you can hold on to God, where you be and where God would have taken you, a new land, a new place, you'll be surprised. That's why God sent me to speak this word. And as your heart has been convicted, it means that the Holy Ghost is the one who's working in you. And he wants to change you and make you a better person. May the Lord bless you and confirm his ways into your lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, are you clapping your hands to the Lord for these wonderful souls? that God has brought to us. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Now, if you brought your tithe, I'm taking a tithe now. Everybody bring your tithe. Everybody bring your tithe. Everybody. During the week, you did some work. God bless you. God promoted you. God help you to receive something during the week. Some of you, during the week, you receive your salary. During the week, you receive something. Somebody bless you. This time, we take tithe every week. During the week, anything that you received, please stretch yourself here so that others can join. Everybody, during the week, God send somebody to be a blessing to you. Take a tenth. Hey, Gaia, somebody bless you during the week. Not 1 month. Tithe is not a monthly thing. Tithe is a weekly thing. Every week, anything God blesses you with, you come and give a tenth. During the week, somebody dash you 10 Ghana cedis. Come and give God a tithe of 1 cedi during the week. During the week. Hallelujah. As a person sitting by you, during the week, you didn't receive any blessings. As a person sitting by you, during the week, you want to say that you didn't receive anything from God. Let us pray. Father, according to your word, in obedience, the first thing that you have just taught us is obey. Obedience. Your word commands your people to bring in their tithes and their to your storehouse. And Lord, they have obeyed you by bringing in the tithes. And so they have taken the first steps towards their promises, as Abraham did. And today, recognize them and show them that you are a God who confirms your word. They need your blessings. For having been obedient to your voice, they need your blessings. So bring, and I will open the windows of heaven and pour a blessing upon my people. Let everybody experience supernatural heavenly blessing, even from this moment going. But that during the week, something supernatural should happen to them. That truly, when I came to pay my tithes, something supernatural happened to me. When I obeyed the voice of God, God has shown to me that he's a supplier and provider. Let nobody lack any good thing in this life. Bible said that for any good thing you will not withhold from your people. Let them see practically your blessing in paying their tithe. Even these young ones who have taken the faith to come, bless them. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, my sister. What's her name? Millicent. Patience. Wow. God bless you. At your age, you are started paying tithe. God is going to make you a rich woman. Blessings. God bless you. 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 When you wawa it, make sure that you indicate tithe in the reference. Tithe in the reference. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Auntie Juliet, God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Okay. Now take your offering. You didn't give tithe or you gave your tithe, but now it's an offering time. It's a tithe and offering. You didn't say tithe over offering. Rich K. The big one is for God, not a small one. Let's pray. Father, bless the hand of your people as they sow. The hand that soweth, let the same hands receive the abundance according to thy word. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Take 100 Ghana cedi, 50 Ghana cedi, or 20 Ghana cedi, and come boldly and come and honor the Lord with that. Come. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, treasures are doing well. Yes, God bless you. 50 Ghana, 20 Ghana, 100 Ghana, come. 10 Ghana cedis is what you can afford. Bring it. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. Yes, I will be content in every circumstance. You are Jara. Everybody, learn how to sing this song. In your house, sing that song. 10 Ghana cedis, come. 5 Ghana cedis, 2 Ghana cedis, 1 Ghana, come. You are enough. God is enough. So, I will be content in every circumstance. You are Jireh. You are enough. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, bless the seed of your people. Prosper them in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers, sisters, we are one. And our lives just begun. In spirit, we are one. And we'll live forever. Sons of God, here is only one. God around the table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing song of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us pray. In John chapter number 6, verse 50 and 51. John 6, 50 and 51. Jesus said, this is the bread which came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread. I am what? The living bread, which came down from heaven. If any man, including you, any man, if any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. Hallelujah. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. So Jesus is saying that when you eat my body and my blood, you are receiving life from heaven. That instead of sickness into your body, life will enter into your body. Anything that wants to kill you, because you have eaten my body and my blood, it cannot kill you. You shall live forever. You shall live with that sickness in your body. Because it is able to neutralize. You know what kills human beings are sicknesses and diseases. Sicknesses that somebody has got a cancer. And then they cut the breast away. And as they have cut it yet, it's still eating into the body. And before you know it, it has taken over the liver, taken over this, taken over this. And then the next time, the person is dead. Why? Because a certain disease entered the body and started eating it away and destroying it. But Jesus says, I am the bread that came from heaven. When a man eats me, immunizing yourself. So it's a spiritual immunization against any kind of disease that wants to enter into your body and eat you away. Hallelujah. And even if there's a sickness in your body, as you eat my body and my blood, it is going to knock it out of the body so that life from heaven will enter into you. That is why he said that, do this in remembrance of me. Many of us, we don't understand what it means to take communion. And it has shown that people who take communion often, they live longer. They live longer. There's power. Are you here of home? So I want everybody to think through this thing that we are doing and see that it is an spiritual immunization. That is why the Bible said that when I see the blood, I will pass over. When death was coming and he sees the one who had the blood, he said, I can't come and touch you. I can't touch you here. That's why we call pass over. A thing is, it was coming towards you. But when he saw the blood inside you, he passed over you like this. That's what we call a Passover. So praise the Lord. As I take this, I'm believing you that no disease should destroy my body. No sickness. No pain. Many men, you say, prostate cancer. And you're clearing your bum bum and your this and all the way. Remember, Jesus said, I am the bread that came from heaven. When a man eats me, he shall have life. You are receiving life. Nothing can kill you. No witch can kill you. No demon can kill you. No sickness of this world can kill you. Because you qualify for life from heaven. When you eat the body and when you drink the blood. Father, we thank you and bless you for the power that is in the body and that is in the blood. Jesus, you said this to us, that you are the bread that came from heaven. When man eats you, they receive supernatural life. May we all live long. The Bible said that, and David died in a good old age. As we eat this body and drink this blood, may our bodies be immunized against any kind of disease. No matter what age we are, we shall be renewed every day. We shall be strengthened every day. Because every month as we take of your body and the blood, supernatural power and new life from heaven is filling us. Nothing can shorten our days because of the body and the blood. We bless you for the institution of this communion. And we will continue to do it in remembrance of you. And the new covenant that you say you have with us by this thing, we connect to you again for your divine nature to live a long and successful life. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, pastors, please come. Please share to your people. Kandaramasakayan. On the hills, far away, stood at all. Rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. Oh, and Allah. Please, it's a spiritual thing we are doing. Don't talk to anybody. Eat the body with a certain mindset and prayer. Pray the Lord. All these things is not joke. Any sickness and disease that the Satan is sharing, if it enters into you, you are finished. Pray that the Lord will use this to give you life. Hero. Yeah. So much trophies. Allah silent. Oh. Those in the watching us and social media, if you have a communion, take it. I will pray to the old rugged cross. God is healing your body of every sickness and disease. You may be in a hospital. Listen to me. The power of the blood is entering into you. Life is entering into you. Receive it now. We watch. Sing the song with me. The era. We cherish the blood that was thrown for our salvation. Yeah. Till my trophies. At last I laid. Oh, sir, I will clinch to the old rugged crown. Yeah, and exchange someday. See the body of Jesus. Receive it and receive strength into your life. Say the blood of Jesus. Say, it cleanses me from every sin and shame. Say the blood of Jesus. It heals my sicknesses and my diseases. Say the blood of Jesus. It secures me against any onslaught of Satan. For the Bible says they overcame him by the blood. So I am overcoming every force of darkness against my life and my destiny through this blood. Say that the blood, I receive eternal life from heavens. Say, as I drink this blood, I believe in my heart, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. When the arrows of death and destruction are coming, and you see the blood in me, it shall pass over me. Say, with this blood, I shall live and not die to declare the wonders of my God. Say, with this blood, I shall live and live long the fullness of my life. Nothing can be used by Satan to shed my blood by the roadside. I will not die foolish death. I will die in a good old age, as Abraham did, as David did, because of the blood. For Jesus died so that I can live. Say, the blood of Jesus. Drink it for your good strength and health. Stand still, everybody. No movement. No movement. Allow the Holy Ghost to work in you. Wherever the blood is magnified, the power of God is manifested. You are not feeling well in any part of your body, just put your hand there, your right hand. If you are well, put your hand over your heart, that God should cleanse your heart from every sin and every evil imagination and make you a child of destiny. And pray, anything you desire God to do for you today, lift up a voice. If God can shed the blood of his son for you, he said, what does cannot withhold from you? Receive. Receive. Receive the manifestation of the power of God in your life. Receive. Receive healing. Receive strength. Receive touch. Holy Ghost, touch your people. Touch your people. Cast the demon of sickness, demon of disease. Let the fire of your presence burn the chaff away. Kandolima Sakaya. Receive. Receive. Receive by faith. Activate your faith and receive your miracle. Your miracle. God is here to touch you. God is here to heal you. God is here. God is in the midst of you. He's by your side. He's touching you. He's touching you. He's touching you. Receive strength. Receive healing. Receive power. By the power of the God's Holy Ghost, receive strength. God is manifesting himself. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. We believe that where the blood is magnified, your power and your presence is there to heal. To heal everyone. To heal everyone. We don't need to come with sickness and go back with disease again. Lord, touch your people. Let them receive divine touch. Divine touch. Divine touch. Yes. Yes. Receive. Touch. Yes. Touch. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you. 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 Yes. Receive the touch. The touch. Strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Sing it again, say, for it reaches to the highest mountains, mountains, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, the blood, it gives us strength from day to day. It will never lose His power. Just be silent before the Lord and receive a touch. Expect God to touch. Don't go back with any pain in your body. For God is here to give you healing. Don't doubt the power of God in our midst. Welcome Him so that you receive a touch. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, move in the midst of your people. Touch every heart, every waist, every head, everywhere there is pain. Take it away. Take it away. Holy Ghost, do it. For we came to you. We didn't come to man. We came to you. Do it for your people. Do it for your people, Lord. Lord, do it for your people. For you are in our midst. Lord, we are in our midst. Do it for your people. That they know the whom they have come to. They have come to Mount Zion, Lord. They can see it and can feel your power. If you don't touch them, who can help deliver them from this sickness and disease? We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you, Holy Spirit, for your wonderful works you are doing in the life of your people. Oh, we give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, work in the life of your people. Deliver them from evil. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver them, Lord. Only you can help, Lord. Only you, only you, only you. Let them not take it to the doctor. There's no better doctor than you. There's no one. No one can heal. No one can deliver. Have mercy upon your people, Lord. And move, Lord. Let your people experience a touch. A touch from your hands. A touch from your hands. Lift up your hands. Just thank the Lord for a touch. He touched me. He touched me. Oh, what a joy that spirit in my heart. Something has happened. Something has happened. He touched me. He touched you. He's touched you. God is touching you. He's touching you. Yes, He's touching you. He's touching you and make you whole. Receive wholeness before today. Today, let there be wholeness. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening to you. Something is happening to you. Something is happening. Receive a touch of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, move and touch your people. Drive away all disease and sickness. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 There's a joy that is filling the soul of your people. For something is happening. 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 Oh, yes, Lord. Something. 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 It's happening. Something is happening. Oh, yes. You touch and you made them whole. Oh, something is happening. 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 Oh, yes. Oh, they know. You touch. It is you who is touching. Something is happening. Oh, yes. They will never be the same again. Something is happening. Oh, yes. Something is happening. 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 Oh, Holy Ghost. Burn the chaff of the pain and the sickness and disease away. Something is happening. Something. You touch. You have made your hope you hold. Yes, something is happening. 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 Something. Yes. Oh, say something happened and now I know. Touch me and make me whole. Sing it from your heart again. Say it. Only the keyboard. Something happened and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Just thank the Lord that he has made you whole. Believe God that you will be healed. You will be free from every oppression, every pain. God, by his power, has touched you. I say, thank the Lord. I don't say sing. Lift up your voice. Just thank the Lord that something has happened to you. Something has happened to you. But the Lord has magnified himself. When the blood is magnified, the power of God is manifested. The power of God has come upon you. Your body is free of every oppression of sickness. Thank the Lord. Everybody thank the Lord. Lift up your hands and just thank the Lord. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you that something has happened to us. Something beyond our wildest expectation. Whatever demons and witches and wizards plan against our bodies, today, something has happened to us. For you have come to touch us. We believe that you have touched us. We believe that you have cast demon of pain out of our body. Headache is gone. Stomach ache is gone. Stomach pain in the waist is gone. We believe that, oh Lord, our eyes pain is gone. We believe that our neck pain is gone. We believe that our bone sickness is gone. We believe that barrenness has been cast out of many of us. We believe that glory. In Jesus' mighty name. And all the saints can say amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer, and spiritual support, do call 0244-327717 or 0243-869119. God richly bless you.